why are Amazon's product categories so confusing? Are they trying to make our lives as Amazon sellers miserable? I mean, come on. If I create a new listing, I see 26 product categories. If I go to Amazon's overview of categories, they have this overview page. I see 33 product categories. Then if I go and look at Amazon's referral fees page, I see 40 product categories. But then if I go to Amazon.com's drop-down menu on the left side to the left of the search bar, I see 53 product categories. And then if I go to Amazon's bestsellers page, I see 41 categories. I mean, what's going on? Is it 33, 40, 53, 41, 26? Here they're giving me 5 different options. How in the world am I supposed to know which ones are the product categories I have to pick from? Because if I'm gonna sell on Amazon, I gotta know what my product category is. Well, if I'm gonna know what my product category is, how do I pick that if I don't know how many there are? You know, if I was trying to confuse someone, this is exactly how I would do it. Today, there is a simple answer to this madness. And there's also something critical for you to know if you want to sell on Amazon. This is Seth Kniep, keeping it real, and welcome to the Jodcast, where in 20 minutes or less, we teach you how to sell on Amazon FBA. I am co-founder of Just One Dime, a company that has turned dozens of his students into millionaires, many of whom are multimillionaires. We have consulted for Amazon, BMW, Forever 21, a business from Shark Tank, have been asked by 2 countries to train their top businesses. And today, we are helping Amazon sellers in over 150 countries. Today, I'm going to show you how to clear the confusion for Amazon's product categories so you know which one to pick as you build your Amazon business. First, it is important to note that every product on Amazon is placed into a product category. And then each category is broken into subcategories, and each subcategory is broken into sub-subcategories, and on and on. There are 26 product categories most Amazon sellers can sell under. And the easiest way to see all the main product categories, the ones at the top that you can sell in, is to navigate from within Seller Central to the Select a Product Type page. Now, to get there, you have to be logged into Seller Central. You're going to click on the 3 horizontal lines at the top left of your page. You're going to go down to Catalog. It should be at the top. And then you're going to click on Add Products. And that will immediately take you to a little search bar. And then click the button that pulls up all the categories. And there you will see, most likely, 26. Now, I'm going to go through these very quickly. Appliances, arts, crafts, and sewing, automotive, baby products, beauty and personal care, books, CDs, and vinyl, cell phones and accessories, clothing, shoes, and jewelry, collectibles and fine art, electronics, grocery and gourmet food, handmade products, health and household, home and kitchen, industrial and scientific, movies and TV, musical instruments, office products, patio, lawn and garden, pet supplies, software, sports and outdoors, tools and home improvement, toys and games, video games. But are there really 26 product categories? I mean, come on, Seth. If you go to Amazon's overview of categories link, that shows me 33 product categories. And then Amazon's referral fees page shows me 40 product categories. Amazon.com, at their click down on their drop down menu, shows me 53 product categories. And Amazon's bestseller page shows me 41. So how are we deciding that if I want to add a new product and it shows me 26 options, that is the standard? There are 4 things you need to know. Number 1, there is a difference between the categories you see as a seller and the categories the shopper sees as a buyer. Categories for sellers do not always match categories for shoppers. As a general rule, there are more categories for shoppers than for buyers. Now, this is partly because some categories Amazon does not allow third-party sellers to sell in. But even for categories that Amazon does allow third-party sellers to sell in, those within Seller Central will not always match the categories you see when shopping. For example, you will find Health, Household, and Baby on Amazon.com. But if you go into Seller Central from the seller side, you're going to notice that Health and Household is one category and Baby Products is a separate category. And this is because in order to sell some baby products, you need to apply for approval. Therefore, Amazon separates it out for the seller, but keeps baby products clumped together with Health and Household for the convenience of the shopper. When you are viewing product categories as a seller, the seller categories are about the technical aspects of the product and the efficient cataloging of products for Amazon's system. But when you are viewing product categories as a customer, the customer categories are about the emotional aspects of the product and providing the most convenient shopping experience. Let me give you another example. Lucy Pickleberry decides one day that she wants to buy a pool lounger, a juice blender, a garden rake, and a lawnmower. So she goes to Amazon.com and ends up buying all four products from you on Amazon. As the customer, Lucy Pickleberry only needed to visit two product categories so she could get all four items. You see, she went to Home and Kitchen, and that's where she found her juice blender. And she found her pool lounger, garden rake, and lawnmower all under Garden and Outdoor. Now, as a seller to list these four products, Lucy had to list them under three different product categories. The garden rake was listed under the product category of tools and home improvement. The juice blender was listed under the product category of kitchen. And the lawnmower and the pool lounger were both listed under patio, lawn, and garden. But see, as a buyer, because three of these items are so similar, all three were clumped under the same product category, making Lucy's shopping experience that much more convenient. One of the most common mistakes I see new Amazon sellers making is they obsess so much about what is the right product category to sell in that they forget. The more important question is, what is the category that the customer is buying from? Yes, of course, you have to know the seller category in order to physically list it on Amazon. But when you're thinking about categories, you should look at them as markets, not technical columns within Seller Central through which to upload your CSV file. Sure, you can do it that way if you want to, but you should be thinking about them as markets. Who is my market? If I know my product category, that is the first step to knowing my market. If my product category is into luxurious items, perhaps it is under the home category or the kitchen category. If my market is under do-it-yourself items, perhaps they're in the industrial and scientific category. In other words, if you want to sell products, you must understand your customer. And the number one step to that is knowing what is the market, aka the category that you're selling in. Well, let me put it this way. If I go to Amazon.com, it is more important that I know which category my products show up under from there than it is from within Seller Central, because they will not match and they should not match because each one serves a different purpose. That's why the best businesses start with the customer experience and they work backwards from there. It's like preparing for a fight. You start with who you're going to fight. You study them. You learn their jab. You learn their hook. You learn their strengths and their weaknesses, the length of their reach, the speed of their arms, whether they want to be inside or outside, telephone booth or football field. What kind of fighter are they? And then you work backwards from there and you prepare for that day. And you spend hours and hours preparing for that one day. It's the same thing on Amazon. When you understand your end goal, the customer to buy your product, everything follows from there. Let me give you a second thing you must know when it comes to understanding Amazon's product categories. The number of categories each Amazon seller can sell in will be different. Okay, so that's adding confusion, Seth. Not really. Let me explain. Amazon's overview of categories, if you Google it, you'll find it. If you're logged into Seller Central, it's an actual article and it gives you an overview of categories, shows you 33 product categories on Amazon. Well, why not 26? Didn't you just tell me, Seth, that if I create a new product listing, I'm going to see 26 options? Yes. But because when you go to create a new listing, Amazon is not going to show you any categories that Amazon currently does not allow you to sell in. For example, right now at this time of this recording, unless you were previously grandfathered in, Amazon does not allow you to sell in the Amazon device accessories product category. You know, like devices for Kindle, devices for Fire, etc. Although this category is included in Amazon's overview of categories list, if you go to add a new product listing from within Seller Central, you likely won't see it. Okay, well, Seth, what about Amazon's referral fees page? I saw that one, and that one shows 44 product categories. Yep, you're right. There's an article, and it shows you all these categories and the referral fee for each. 12%, 8%, 15%, 20%, 40%. Yeah, those are pretty high. The reason this shows so many more categories than what you see when adding a new listing is because it's showing every category, whether main category or subcategory, that has a different referral fee. That's why it's a greater number. For example, you have the main category, let's say, of clothing, shoes, and jewelry. That's a main category. Within that category, you have the subcategory of eyewear, which has a referral fee of 15%. Within that same category of clothing, shoes, and jewelry, you also have the subcategory of belts, which has a 17% referral fee. So using the referral fee list to figure out how many categories there are to sell on Amazon will lead to confusion. Use the referral fee list for the purpose for which it was created, and that is to find out the referral fee for your product. Now, I've given you two things so far. Let me give you a third thing, and that is some product categories require approval before selling. We talked about Amazon device accessories no longer being accessible for new Amazon sellers, which is true. But when you go to create a new listing, you're going to see some product categories with a little lock next to them. What does that lock mean? It looks like a padlock, something you put on a shed or a briefcase because you don't want anyone getting inside. That is called a locked category. And Amazon does this to protect the buyer. For example, the category of CDs and vinyl is locked to most new Amazon sellers. Why? Because a lot of copyright fraud happens in the music industry. And before Amazon lets a new Amazon seller just walk in and start selling, in order to protect Amazon customers, it's not going to allow all sellers to sell CDs and vinyl. They need to know that that seller is a trustworthy seller, that they won't break copyright laws, that they're not hawking off some fake duplicate of something that they had no rights to. So to sell in this lock category, you have to click on the padlock and then fill out an application to see if Amazon gives you permission to sell in this product category. Now, when you click on the padlock, Amazon's going to take you to one of two places. They will either take you directly to the application to sell in the category, and then you fill out the application, see if you get approved, or they will take you to their what is called categories and products that require approval page where you can apply. Now, if you don't see a link for applying to sell in that category that you want to, this means that Amazon is not currently accepting applications for this product category. Let me give you one more key point about product categories, and that is number four. Some product brands require approval before selling. I just spoke to you about product categories. Well, what about brands? Well, some brands such as Nike, for example, do not allow you to resell their products on Amazon without an approved application. And in order to sell under that brand, such as Nike, you must apply for approval to sell under that brand. For some brands, all you have to do is just fill out an application and Amazon will give you automatic approval to sell products under that brand, which is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I remember the first time when I was selling on Amazon and I tried to get approval to sell under certain brands and I didn't get any approval at all, because I was doing arbitrage. And then a few months later, after I had a lot of sales, I would go and apply and I just got automatic approval. I remember taking screenshots and sending it to my wife. I was so happy. I remember the coffee shop from which I was working when I did this. I was delighted. Well, there are some brands you will get automatic approval in, especially if they're more low-key brands. But for other brands, Amazon requires you to fill out an application and they're going to ask for something special. They're going to ask you for a commercial invoice. Now, the way you do this is you go to, let's say, Nike.com and you actually purchase a minimum of 10 of their products and take that invoice and submit it with your application. And in most cases, we have found that Amazon accepts it. I mean, there are services out there that will charge you $200, $2,000 to do this. It is not hard to do yourself. The only time you're going to want to sell under already existing brands is if you are doing drop shipping, wholesale, retail arbitrage, or online arbitrage. Keep that in mind, those three things: drop shipping, wholesale, retail arbitrage, or online arbitrage. If you're doing private label, then there's no reason to sell under a different brand. Now, how do I know what product category I should pick? Let me give you four very simple ways to decide that. And remember, if you want to know how many product categories there are for you to sell in, just go create a new listing and look at all the categories. There you go. Keep in mind, as I said before, some subcategories under the same parent category are going to have different referral fee percentages from each other. All you need to do is go to the referral fees page. If you're in Seller Central and you search referral fees, it will pull up for you and you can see exactly what the referral fees such as eyewear versus belts. Okay, four ways to know if you are picking the correct product category. Number one, choose a category you can turn into a story. There are some categories that personally you will be able to turn to a story better than others based on your experience and personality. Like I could much more easily weave a gripping story into a brand that teaches people how to scale multiple multi-million dollar businesses all at the same time than how to create an automotive parts factory. But if you have a history in automotive parts or that's something you resonate with, you could also take some great material from that and turn it into a great story. You know, Saddleback Leather sells leather goods and their slogan is they'll fight over it when you're dead. That's a story. And my favorite part is where it says 100-year warranty, no breakable parts, over-engineered. Like that is tongue-in-cheek story right there. It is classic. It is beautiful. It is well done. They understand the kind of customer they're trying to reach. Number two, choose a category you can build into an experience. When you pick your brand, understand you're not really choosing a brand or a product category. You are choosing people. You're choosing people who will fall in love with your brand. How so? Well, do you really think people are buying your tea? Never. They are buying the aroma of that Earl Grey on a rainy morning. Do you really think people are buying your handheld garment steamer? Not in a million years. They are buying smooth pants and smooth skirts. People don't buy things, they buy experiences. So what you do is you find your main category and you niche down into a sub product category. And if you really want to make money, you stop trying to sell to everyone and you sell to one very specific group of people who absolutely obsess about the experience you're going to create for them. You know, people don't pick musical instruments, they pick karaoke machines for people who find strange pleasure in embarrassing themselves in front of their friends. That is a niche. Number three, choose a category you have strong knowledge in. You know, if you're into cooking, why not cookware? If you're into fitness, why not fitness equipment? If you have a strong passion for ultimate frisbee, it is not going to be difficult for you to know a problem frisbee players encounter that could easily be solved with the new product. For example, a stylish travel bag, durable for weekend travel, weather resistant, sporting zippable compartments to separate stinky cleats from clean clothing. Like that is something an ultimate frisbee player would drool over. And number four, choose a category you are willing to become an expert in. You see, if the last point doesn't make sense for you, like Seth, look, I'm a computer engineer. I am a software developer. How in the world do I apply that to a physical product category on Amazon? Okay, I understand your pain. Well, that means number four is for you. And that is, choose a category you are willing to become an expert in. Sometimes you will choose a product category you are completely unfamiliar with, and there's nothing wrong with this. But understand, you're going to need to learn that product category. I and Just When I'm Coaches have launched many products and categories we knew nothing about previously. So decide that you will become a Sherlock Holmes of this product category so that you can scale your business to strong profits. Right now, before you listen to another Jodcast episode, go pick a product category that your customer will obsess about and niche down until you find that niche you're looking for and then begin your product research. This is Seth Kniep, Kniepin' It Real. If you need more help, you may speak with a member on our team by going here, jod.com/freedom.